From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone at Camp Hope near the San Jose mine in Chile. A bell rang out and cheers erupted as word emerged that a drilling rig had penetrated the underground chamber holding 33 miners. The men have been trapped for 66 days. Reporter Annie Murphy says before rescue workers put an escape capsule to work, engineers need to determine the integrity of the currently unreinforced rock.
Before they actually send down the capsules, they need to check out the sides of the mine with cameras and see if they'll actually need to encase the whole in the entire length of the shaft with metal, or if it's in good enough condition that they can just encase part of it and then start the rescue operation.
Reporter Annie Murphy, there will be no attempts to pull anyone from the mine before Tuesday. A rescue attempt in Afghanistan has ended tragically, a major piece of the discouraging news emerging from the region today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports a kidnapped British aid worker did not survive an effort to save her.
Linda Norgrove, a 36-year-old British charity worker, had spent several years in Afghanistan with the United Nations and USAID development projects. She was traveling with several Afghan employees on a dangerous road north of the city of Jalalabad 2 weeks ago when gunmen kidnapped her. The British Foreign Secretary said that international forces learned of Norgrove's location and decided a rescue attempt was worth the risk. When U.S. soldiers raided the location, her captors apparently executed her. Elsewhere in Afghanistan, four Italian soldiers died in an apparent Taliban ambush. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Bagram.
New York City Council members today visited the scene of a violent anti-gay gang attack. NPR's Allison Keyes reports authorities are urging the community to help locate two suspects.
City Council Speaker Christine Quinn and neighborhood residents passed out leaflets on the block where street gang members are accused of a series of assaults and torture against three gay males. Seven suspects have been arrested and charged with hate crimes, including abduction, unlawful imprisonment, and sodomy for alleged beatings and robberies that went on for hours last weekend. Quinn says the attacks have shocked the city.
It's hard to imagine the depth of hatred that fueled such a premeditated, vicious physical and sexual attack.
The attacks come in the wake of a string of bullying and attacks against gays, including last month's suicide of a Rutgers University student whose sexual encounter with another man was allegedly streamed over the internet by his roommate. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
A full-blown currency war threatens as world finance leaders remain at loggerheads. In Washington, the head of the International Monetary Fund is advising nations to stop trying to manipulate their currencies. This is NPR News in Washington. Roughly 3.5 weeks before midterm elections, President Obama is declaring the real risk to America's future is voting Republicans back in control of Congress. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama is warning of GOP education cuts. In response, Republicans charge the president has broken his promise to revive the economy. A 3D Harry Potter is not coming to theaters soon. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that Warner Brothers will be releasing the next Potter installment in two dimensions only.
Remember how Avatar was the highest-grossing movie ever? Since then, movie studios have been moving heaven and earth to get their pictures released in 3D, because 3D ticket sales make significantly more money.
These are dark times, there is no denying.
The Harry Potter movies have been so lucrative for Warner Brothers, the studio stretched the last book into two movies. And the first comes out on one of the busiest movie weeks of the year, Thanksgiving. On MuggleNet.com, a Harry Potter fan site, some commenters were relieved that the movie wouldn't be converted into 3D after it was shot in two dimensions, which admittedly can look a little weird. Fan Rachel made the point, "I can cope far better with not having it in 3D than I would have coped if it was postponed." Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Had John Lennon of the Beatles lived, he would have been 70 years old today. He was assassinated in New York in 1980. Today, New York's Central Park is the scene of a tribute to him.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Fans have been flocking to Strawberry Fields, a 2.5-acre site created by Yoko Ono. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News in Washington.